الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. We seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companion. Today's khutbah is in continuation of our series about Asma'illah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today's name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Dhahir, the outward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all evidence to show in the universe that He is the one, the creator. And no one with sound mind should ignore it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all manifestations to show that He is the one, His oneness shown in all evidence that in the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above everything, and He is the apparent for everything with all evidence and manifestations. Everything in the universe admit with the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except the human and the jinn. They are up to their mind to decide. So the human being and the jinn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the mind to choose which way to go. So the evidence is shown clear for whoever will use his mind. The devil will stray, will keep others stray away from the real oneness manifestation on earth. This name, Al-Dhahir, the outward, came in Quran Kareem in Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 3. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-dhahir wal-batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in 'alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first, He's the last, He's the outward, He's the inward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And in the Sunnah, the prophetic saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's one hadith say, "Allahumma anta al-awwal, falaysa qablaka shay', wa anta al-akhir, falaysa ba'daka shay', wa anta al-zahir, falaysa fawqaka shay', wa anta al-batin, falaysa dunaka shay'." O Allah, you are the first, nothing before you, and you are the last, nothing after you, and you are the outward, nothing above you, and you are the inward, nothing behind you. So praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all these evidences and also His acts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acts to show His oneness, to show He is the creator of the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acts in the universe to show about His oneness, and the whole universe, in the heavens, in the earth, in the plants, in the animals, in the birds, in the fish, in the human, in his food, in the human's food, in the human drinks. All this are evidences for the existence and the oneness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. So look at the tree and how it started, and look even the fruits that the tree will give. Look at the sun and look how the heat comes out and the light comes out from it. If the sun closer than what it is, will burn everything on the earth. If it's far away from what it is, everybody and everything will be frozen. So the wisdom of everything on earth is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what it is for the life to continue. Also, if you look at the day and night, how long each, and sometimes the day will be longer than the night, and some other times the night is longer than the day. That's for a reason. So never say that it should be or it would be better than what it is. Because everything happening has wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about that wisdom. Look at the ants. How small. And how it would go out to find her way, to look for its food. And how the ant will carry that food. Sometimes the food is bigger than its size, once, twice, three times. If the ant will not be able to carry its food, will go back to her where it stays and call others to help. And they come. They carry the food together until they reach where they stay. And even that food, say if it is seeds of wheat or any other seed, they're going to store it. And how they store it? If they leave it as is, that seeds may plant, may they grow as a plant. But what they do? They cut it. They cut it to half, some of them to half. And some of them they cut it to four times. Why? The wheat cut to half will not grow. Other type of seed, if it's cut to half, each half will grow. So they cut it to four pieces. Who told the ants why to do this? Who taught the ant how to distinguish between the seeds, which one will grow if it's only 2 pieces or 4 pieces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught all the creations about how to live and how to accommodate their living, how to protect themselves. Now, if you look at the universe and even look at the camel, one time an old woman asked a man who was walking with camel, "Where do you take this gift to?" Say, you should say, "Where are you taking that guidance to?" So ask him, what do you mean? Because that camel itself, if you contemplate in its creation, you will find manifestations and evidences about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator. Look at the earth. Part of it, easy. Another part, solid. Other part, the accessible to the water. Other part is rocks. Also, don't say this is shouldn't be that, or would be better if it's that. Everything had wisdom. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the rocks, which it is, and the easy part of the earth as it is, the mountains. Why the mountains in some parts of the earth? To stabilize the earth with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the earth to be moving around itself and moving around the sun in a stabilizing way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the best and created everything through wisdom. In Surah Al-Mursalat, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلَ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا وَيْلٌ يَوْمِئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth for the human being during their lifetime to be on the top of it, and also for the human being after death to be inside it. To the earth, for the human during lifetime above, and for the human after life, after death, inside. And also created the mountains, and created the water. From every living, the water is coming. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Qaf, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج بهيج تبصرة وذكرى لكل عبد منيب. In the Quran, many verses showing that you should contemplate and you should think about the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. The earth before the water come to it, it's dead. And after the water come to it, the plants will come out and will look life and different plants. The same earth, the same soil, the same water, but you will find orange, apple, potatoes, tomatoes, everything different, taste. Who made these differences? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all. And all this for the sake of human to enjoy and to live and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these blessings. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ وجنات من أعناب وزرع ونخيل صنوان وغير صنوان يسقى بماء واحد ونفضل بعضها على بعض في الأكل إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون. The same water, the same soil, but different type of fruits and different type of plants. The day and night, that's two manifestations of the oneness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a creator. Al-layl wa al-nahar, the day and night. At night, the people will go to sleep, to rest. In the daytime, you go out to work. If it is one part longer than the other, for a reason. And you could imagine if it is all time is daylight, would be hard, as it is in some places. If it's all the time, all day, also will be hard. But this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make day and night. Because without, if you know that the blessing for you to go to sleep, you will never find a blessing like that. You cannot substitute sleep. No medicine can substitute sleep. So for in the darkness has wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. The daylight also, that's wisdom for it. And that's all these manifestations and evidences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in control of all this for reasons. And we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at everything you see around and thank Him for all this blessing, because there's all this for you. All this created for you to enjoy while you are on earth. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for all this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the outward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the inward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the animals in all kinds. Some of the animals, they walk on their stomach. Some of them, they walk on two legs. Some, they walk on four legs. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلُّ دَابَّةٍ مِّنْ مَاءٍ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعٍ يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created weapons for each animal to protect themselves. Some of them, their weapons in their foot, or some of them in their teeth, like the dogs, to protect themselves. And some of them also for the falcons, and everyone has different ways to protect themselves or to stay alive. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the outward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all evidences for people with sound mind to believe in His oneness and to believe in Him as the Creator and the only one. No one can compete with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for you. Look around you. Look at the air that you breathe. If that air will not be exist, anybody will stay alive for a few minutes? No. And look, He made the air nobody can control, that you can breathe without permission of somebody else. And look at the food, and look at the water. Without any of that, you cannot survive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the human mind, you can reach the point that He's the one. He's the Creator. So praise to Him. Praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Him for all His blessings. You can distinguish blessings with your senses, with your hands, with your eyes, with your ears, and some other evidences. You have to use your mind. Because look at the air, you can't see. But you know, without it, you can't live. So with your mind, you know that the air is for you to survive. And the air is closer to you than anything else. So all this will lead the sound mind, human, to believe in the oneness of God if they think and use their mind correctly. All this is a manifestation for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His oneness and His perfection. Ibn Atta al-Sakandari is an Egyptian scholar who wrote a very famous wisdom book called Al-Hikam al-Ata'iyya. He wrote, how can anyone imagine that Allah will be hidden and He is above everything? How anyone could think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hidden and His manifestation with everything? How He can be hidden and He's the one who brought everything? And how He could be hidden and He manifested His evidences for everything? And how He could be hidden and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-zahir, the outward, before the existence of everything? And how He could be hidden and He's appearing before everything? And how He could be hidden and He is the one and no and nothing with Him? And how it could be hidden and He is the near to everything? And how it could be hidden and without Him nothing would be existence? If you don't know about that book, it's very interesting book to read, called Al-Hikam al-Ata'iyya, or the wisdom for Ibn Atta al-Sakandari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the outward, with His names and with His attributes, the mind can't realize that you have to believe. The guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask for it. Look at the wind, the hurricanes. or look in some places, and I'm sure some of you may have seen this, the hurricanes or the damaging wind could damage things, but other, like if you've seen one of these masjids in some places, everything destroyed except the masjid. You've seen that, I'm sure. Some of you, or you can look on the internet and find these pictures. Everything destroyed except the masjid by itself. You also find miracles of such wind will destroy things and will not destroy other things next to each other. And you could find stories about people live next to each other, and some wind or something like that will come to the same place. Some will be affected and other will not be affected. That's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the creator of the wind, and it will send like a soldier from Him to accomplish what He wanted to be accomplished. There's a hadith, and Abu Huraira narrated that someone heard a sound in the clouds, that to direct the clouds to go to a certain location and to rain there. For that name is for ground is belong to a specific person, and that sound mentioned that name of that specific person. So that person followed the cloud until the cloud rained to its location, was asked to come to, and then the water came to that specific land, and it was ready, and the man was waiting to let the water in to irrigate his land. And then this person asked this man, "What's your name?" He told him his name, and that's the same name that he heard it in the clouds. So the man of the land asked him, "Why you ask me about my name?" So he told him that, "I heard your name in the clouds, that this cloud is coming specifically for you, and rain is coming specifically for you, to tell me about what the secret is." Said, "Since you asked, in my land, whatever plants come out of it, I divide it to three. One third, it's a charity. And one third is for me and my children. And the other third is to put it back into the land." So this is how, when someone doing his work and keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his mind and keep charity to beautify his money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless his money and will reward him. If you look at the viruses, AIDS for instance, or many other things that kind of disease that Allah created, it's a punishment, it's a manifestation, and some that the human will not be able to cure, because this is a soldier that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to punish whoever disbelieve or whoever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how we can use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, al-dhahir, the outward? We should rush to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He asked us to worship Him. We should manifest and we should contemplate and think of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank you for everyone. We should gather together and worship Him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, and we thank Him for all His blessings. Allah اللهم يا ظاهر يا باطن يا رب كل شيء مليك، نسألك أن تهدي لنا كل جديد عطائك والسعادة بلقائك والمزيد من نعمك وألائك، وأن تجعل لنا نورا في حياتنا ونورا بعد مماتنا ونورا في قبورنا ونورا في حشرنا ونورا في حسابنا ونورا نفوز به لديك، فإننا ببابك سائلون يا الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أنت الملك، لا إله إلا أنت، ونحن عبيدك ووفدك في بيوتك، فأجرنا يا ربنا من خزي الدنيا ومن عذاب الآخرة، يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا